At the end of this week's parsha, we have the episode of Miriam criticizing Moshe for having separated from his wife, Zipporah. Miriam says to Aaron that they're also Nevi'im, and yet they haven't abstained from normal life, and therefore neither should Moshe. Following that report, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Gimel, it describes Moshe as, Va'ish Moshe anami od mikol adam, ashal pnei adam, that Moshe was exceedingly humble, more so than any other person on the planet. Why is this here? So the Ibn Ezra explains that Moshe was so humble, it's unthinkable to accuse him of being greater than any other Nevi'im. Comes Reb Chaim Kanievsky and points out an amazing quality regarding the Midah of Anava. The Gemara in Moed Katan tells us the following. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hani Tlas Mili Boi Kami Shemaya. There are three things that I asked for from Shemayim. Tarti Yavuli, two they gave me, Chalalo Yavuli, but one they didn't. Chuchmasei Rav Huna, I asked for the wisdom, the genius of Rav Huna, V'usrei Rav Chista, V'yavuli. And I asked for the wealth of Rav Chista, and they gave it to me. Shemayim gave me the wisdom of Rav Huna and the wealth of Rav Chista. The third thing I asked for was, Anivusasei Derababar Rav Huna, the humility, the anivus of Rababar Rav Huna, and what lo yavuli, they didn't give it to me. What's the difference between Anava versus Ashiris and Chachma? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant Rava Ashiris and Chachma but not Anava? So Reb Chaim says very simply in Taimed HaKra, this week's Parsha, Nira Atam Yishim Shezeh Toi B'Bechira Mash Inkin Chachma V'Ashiris. Whether or not a person is going to be wealthy or smart, have a lot of Chachma, at the end of the day, that's all Bidei Shemayim. But what's totally on a person's own free will? His Midos, the Midah of Anava. How humble he's going to be. That Hashem's not going to grant you, that's something that only you can accomplish on your own. And this is very reminiscent of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam says that every single person has the ability to be as great a tzaddik as Moshe Rabbeinu. We all might not be able to be as wise as Moshe Rabbeinu, as smart as Moshe Rabbeinu, but tzidkus, our midos, how great we are as a person in our nivos, that it's in our hand, it's in our control. That should be a tremendous chizuk for all of us. Have a great Shabbos.